I went to the cricket last night. Yep. I went to see the Black Caps and the Australians clashing at Eden Park. Tell you what, cricket has changed. From the word go on what are, yes, short boundaries, batsmen on both teams plundered the bowling last night. They bludgeoned the ball beyond. In between overs, the scoreboard cycled between a PSA for what to do if there was a fire alarm at Eden Park and a general message for the 33,000 people watching the game live. Watch the ball, the message said. Probably pretty good advice, given the 32 sixes that were smashed into the crowd throughout the game. We have this segment on breakfast on TV. On this day in history. It's a nice excuse to go back and use old footage from the TVNZ archives. And on Tuesday of this week was the 35th anniversary of that amazing Lance Cairns knock at the MCG, the 13th of February 1983. You might remember it. He hit six sixes in an innings, which by standards in those days was unbelievable. Martin Guptill hit nine sixes last night. Bat technology, pitch technology, everything in cricket has totally changed. Except the Aussies managed to set a world record and chase down our score. I guess things change, but then they don't. There'll be a rowdy, joyous crowd tonight at Auckland's Pride Parade. I'll go along to support my friends who are marching and celebrate with everyone who thinks pride is a great thing. It's funny, eh? It wasn't that long ago that gay pride was a completely different experience. Do you remember when it was considered a really controversial thing for the Prime Minister to make an appearance at the big gay out, the Gay Pride Festival? That really wasn't very long ago, just maybe 10 or 15 years ago. Now we've finally legalised gay marriage here, in Australia, in the United States, in Ireland, of all places. Heaps of my friends are gay, heaps of my colleagues are gay. And though we are waiting for an All Black to publicly come out one of these days, it's extraordinary to consider the cultural change we have experienced in just the last 20, 25 years. Although I say that, but I look at Facebook any time I publicly post anything about gay marriage or equality, and the hate that pours out is shocking. It's frightening. I guess things change, but then they don't. When I was 12, 13 years old, I went to guitar lessons on a Tuesday evening. I used to love it. I still love playing guitar. But I would also love a little bit of time reading. You see, I would share my guitar lessons with my best mate, my next door neighbour. So I would do half an hour playing by myself with our teacher. And then I would sit back on an armchair in the corner of the little music studio for another half an hour while my mate had his lesson. And as it happened back then, my guitar teacher subscribed to Time magazine. I used to love it. I would always sit there and read about the news, read about the world. I guess those were formative years. But I remember distinctly as a boy reading all the awful detail, soaking in every word, from the features on the Columbine massacre, the 13 people murdered, the teachers who tried to save their kids. It was horror movie stuff, but it was fascinating, I guess, in an awful way. Of course, I grew up, I became a news reporter, I moved to America. I covered numerous school shootings and massacres in the 5 years I was living in the States. Sandy Hook, Pulse, San Bernardino, and all the others. I came to know the response pattern, the news cycle. If Columbine happened today, it would lead the news for no more than a day or two. Think about that. If Columbine happened today, it would lead the news for no more than a day or two. In a week, you and I wouldn't be able to tell anyone the name of the killers or the names of the victims. Unless there was something really unusual about it, truly bizarre about the shooters. I don't know, maybe they would be dressed in special outfits as superheroes or something. There would be few ways to differentiate it from all the other school shootings. 13 people slaughtered. Columbine was the worst horror imaginable. Well, 32 died at Virginia Tech. 27 died at Sandy Hook. 17 people died in Florida. Things change, but then they don't.